Welcome to the Overflow Daily Scripture Reading. Before we begin, wherever you are at, take a moment to prepare your heart and mind by getting in a comfortable posture and take a few deep breaths. Today we'll be reading John chapter 5, 1 through 30. In today's reading, John shares a story about Jesus healing a paralyzed man in a place called Bethesda, or Sheep's Gate Pool. Historically, the pool in Bethesda was believed by many at the time to provide healing. That is, for anyone that could make it in the small natural pool when the water rose high enough. As a paralyzed man for 38 years, you can imagine the seemingly helpless and shameful life of not being able to get to the pool, and even if you did, hopelessly wishing it would heal you. It's easy to read over this short account, but put yourself in that man's place and imagine the joy and freedom he experienced because of the grace and mercy of Jesus, who we will later learn is the true sheep's gatekeeper and the good shepherd. Lastly, notice how the teachers of the law were upset about Jesus healing on the Sabbath, a day originally set aside by God for rest, delight, and worship, that the current day leaders had twisted into a legalistic show of who was more holy. Jesus defies this religious expectation, not out of disrespect to the Sabbath, but to reveal the true gift that the Sabbath is for, delight, rest, and worship of God's continual healing work in us. If you'd like, you can pause and turn to the passage to follow along, or simply listen. John chapter 5, 1 through 30. Sometime later, Jesus went up to Jerusalem for one of the Jewish festivals. Now there is in Jerusalem, near the Sheep Gate, a pool, which in Aramaic is called Bethesda, and which is surrounded by five covered colonnades. Here, a great number of disabled people used to lie, the blind, the lame, the paralyzed. One who was there had been there an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time, he asked him, "Do you want to get well?" "Sir," the invalid replied, "I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I am trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me." Then Jesus said to him, "Get up, pick up your mat and walk." At once the man was cured. He picked up his mat and walked. The day on which this took place was a Sabbath. And so the Jewish leaders said to the man who had been healed, "It is the Sabbath. The law forbids you from carrying your mat." But he replied, "The man who made me well said to me, 'Pick up your mat and walk.'" So they asked him, "Who is this fellow who you told to pick it up and walk?" The man who was healed had no idea who it was, for Jesus had slipped away into the crowd that was there. Later, Jesus found him at the temple and said, "See, you are well again. Stop sinning, or something worse may happen to you." The man went away and told the Jewish leaders that it was Jesus who made him well. So, because Jesus was doing these things on the Sabbath, the Jewish leaders began to persecute him. In his defense, Jesus said to them, "My Father is always at his work to this very day, and I too am working." For this reason, they tried all the more to kill him. Not only was he breaking the Sabbath, but he was even calling God his own Father, making himself equal with God. Jesus gave them the answer, "Very truly I tell you, the Son can do nothing by himself. He can do only what he sees his Father doing, because whatever the Father does, the Son also does. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all he does. Yes, and he will show him even greater works than these, so that you will be amazed. For just as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, even so the Son gives life to whom he is pleased to give it. Moreover, the Father judges no one, but has entrusted all judgment to the Son, that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Very truly I tell you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be judged, but has crossed over from death to life. Very truly I tell you, a time is coming and has now come when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who will hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son also to have life in himself. And he has given him authority to judge because he is the Son of Man. Do not be amazed at this, for a time is coming when all who are in their graves will hear his voice and come out. Those who have done what is good will rise to live, and those who have done what is evil will rise to be condemned. By myself, I can do nothing. I judge only as I hear, and my judgment is just, for I seek not to please myself, but him who sent me." This is the word of the Lord.